We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another pregame episode of the Pride Podcast. I am your host, Malcolm, and as I will go into that, I will just sniff the air really quickly, drink some Kool-Aid, and say, finally, Mr. Hart has come back to Spotify Green Room. And with that being said, I am with the always classy Pierre. How you doing, Pierre?
I am doing great. What's up with you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. We have Lions football. I am excited as always. And with this episode, I just want to let everybody know Tyler will not be joining us today. He will actually be with our post-game show. So with that being said, let's just jump into these topics really quickly. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the transactions that happened over the past week. And before I even jump into the transactions, I just want to actually bring up the roster cut schedules so everybody can kind of have an idea of what's going on. The Lions, well, actually the NFL teams, they actually had to cut down to 85 from 90 to 85 on Tuesday, August 17th. And with that, they had to cut down 85. And then our second cuts is going to come down after week two. They have to go down to 85 to 80. And then the final cut is going to come down to after week three, that Tuesday. And they go from 80 to 53 is going to be the biggest cut. So with that being said, the first set of cuts the Lions actually had, we're going to bring it down to the first cut that actually happened from a very unfortunate situation. Alex Brown got cut with a, you know, he was charged with a DUI, actually injured a player driving the wrong side of I-75. Crazy story on that end. Pierre, did you hear about that? And what was your thoughts on Alex Brown?
I heard about that, and I'll just say this. When you're like a fringe player on a roster, you're trying to make a roster, and you make stupid decisions like that, you're an idiot.
And that's the bottom line, because Pierre said so.
Even if like you're not on the Lions roster, like in general, just drinking and driving is really stupid, and
it's a bad idea.
It's a bad idea, yeah.
Very bad idea, especially with all the resources out here right now with Uber, Lyft. You know, he has the money. He could have definitely did it. So a very irresponsible move by Alex Brown actually cost him his job. He actually injured a teammate who actually got cut, but ended up back on the roster on reserve / non-football injury with a neck injury. Is Charlie, and I am not even going to try to pronounce that last name unless you have help.
Charlie Tomopo, I think.
Well, he's on the roster on a reserve / non-injury list.
Yeah, he's on NFI.
NFI. Yeah. Chad Henson, wide receiver Chad Henson got cut. The legendary Don Muleback got cut on his birthday. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that later. Sean Dion Hamilton is actually on IR. The Lions actually signed a quarterback during this transaction. They signed Jordan Tiamanu. That's his name,
Jordan Tiamo, I think.
Tiamanu. I know this is his second stunt with Detroit. I know he was on the practice squad last year. So this is more of like a welcome back, Jordan. And a lot of people that don't know about him, just bring it up real quick, as far as like his college history, he was a college quarterback for DK Metcalf and AJ Brown. For a lot of people that didn't know. And
oh, he was?
Yeah, he came from Ole Miss. That was their quarterback.
Oh, I don't know that.
Also, the Lions reinstated Nick Williams. He is back on the team. And they cut Hunter Thedford. I hope I said his name right. Hunter Thedford. Yeah, he's gone. Cut. Out of here. So, Pierre, I know there's one big name on there that maybe shocked you. But besides that, any other name shocked you on this short list from when they went from 90 to 85?
You forgot to bring up one of them. They signed outside linebacker Rashad Berry, but they're converting him to tight end. So that's going to be interesting as well. But they're converting him to tight end because, okay. Yeah. So I do like Tiamo. I like he's. I watched him a little in the CFL. Was it? I liked him a little, but I don't know.
That was XFL. XFL.
It was one of those leagues. I don't know which league it was.
It was an XFL. I think it was XFL. I'm pretty sure it was XFL.
Yeah.
He played with the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Oh, yeah. So I did watch him a little, and I was impressed with him a little when I watched him, but, like, he's not that good. He's just a camp body, I think, for now, because David Blau was hurt and Boyle is hurt, and I think they're not playing golf today, so he's going to be the third QB if he plays tonight.
Very interesting. Well, with that being said, let's jump into the biggest name of them all, the one that kind of threw a curveball at everybody, all the Lions fans. Anybody that's been a Lions fan for a while, they know about this guy, and he's like one of their favorite players. Tyler, he cried. Tyler was dead ass sad from this transaction. All right, I'm sorry, he didn't cry, but he was not happy. Don Muback, the Mule.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this being on his birthday, his 40th birthday being cut? What is your thoughts on that?
Aside from being cut, like, on his birthday, I think the move kind of was going to happen. If it wasn't this year, it was going to happen next year. And I guess they really like this long snapper they have on their roster right now. Scott Daly, he's only 27. And I believe he'll also make less money than Don Muleback. So it's safe cap. The team got younger. And honestly, I'm not going to, like, overreact over a long snapper. Yeah, Muleback is a great long snapper, had a great career. I wish him nothing but the best. But I think it was time to move on. At some point, you just have to move on. And I feel like this is the right time to move on. New regime, new everything. So just move on and see what you have in Scott Daly.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And it kind of hurts because, Don Muback is one of the fan favorites. And he's been here the longest. He's been through it all. Right. But Dan Campbell, man, I have to say this. I actually bring it up on my Twitter. Dan Campbell is – I respect this guy so much. And the only reason why I say I respect him is because he is honest as hell. He's going to tell you how it is. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. Anything that happens, like, you gotta remember, like, our past coaches, with the Campbell, Jim, with the Campbell, he used to sugarcoat everything. Jim Caldwell used to sugarcoat
everything. Check the report, Malcolm.
Yeah. Check the report. Patricia, another one, sugarcoat everything. His shit looked like a script. Dan Campbell is a totally different guy. He's gonna tell you exactly what's going on. How you feel, if it's bad or good. And from his comments, he told it, like, he's like, look, I'm an asshole. Best way to put it, he said he's an asshole because he did it on his birthday. He knew the situation, but, you know, he respects the Mule. He respects Don Muback. And I don't think the relationship is hurt in any way. I think they both have an understanding of what happened. His birthday did fall on cut day, the very first cut day. So it's not like something like, oh, how come you couldn't do another day? I mean, that was the cut day. It was his birthday. But yeah, man, shout out to Dan Campbell for just being honest as hell, man. He's earned like another level of respect for me because this is like his level of respect is just way up there for me right now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Malcolm, we actually just got, I want to say breaking news, but some updates on tonight's game. All four QBs are dressed. But right now, it's David Blau and Tim Boyle taking snaps from Evan Brown and Evan Heim. So it looks like Ragnow and Goff are not playing tonight, which is the right move, in my opinion.
Woo! And that's crazy, because that actually goes into my very next topic, which is Dan Campbell comments on resting these starters. And a lot of these starters are not playing. Like you just mentioned, Goff may not play. Most likely is not playing. Ragnow may not play. Most likely he's not playing. He's not going to play. TJ Hockenson not playing. Swift not playing.
Yep.
Who else? Who on the defense side you think is not playing?
I saw that Flowers, Anzalone, I don't know if I said his name right. Okwara, the older Okwara. And who else? I just saw the tweet about it. The majority of the guys, like the vets, aren't going to play. Michael Brackley's probably not going to play. No, maybe the corners and the safeties will play.
What about Jimmy Collins? What about Jimmy Collins? You think he's in or he's out?
If I had to guess, I'd say he's out.
He's out. Wow. I mean, that's a lot of our starters. And this is let me ask you a question. Do you think this is a good idea to rest some of these guys like Jared Goff? And the reason why I'm bringing up Jared Goff is because we all know he's a starter. Okay, I get that. But Jared Goff is a guy who hasn't had the sharpest, I'll say, camp. You know, and as far as we having a brand new offense, and as far as Thursday, you know, he threw two picks in practice. They said it damn near should have been four because two people dropped picks. But it should have been four picks. He threw two. Is this a good idea to bench Jared Goff before he has a complete grasp on this offense? What do you feel about that?
I think it is, because it's a preseason game. You don't want him to get hurt.
That is true. I mean, is that the only reason why? Is it the health reason why you just say you don't want to risk injuring him? Or?
And I think it's also good to see what you have in your backups, right? Like, you know what you have in Jared Goff.
Yeah, you do. You do. Yeah, I mean, I agree
with
you.
I think David Blau have kind of like been inconsistent throughout camp and even last week, so I want to see what they have today. Also, you want to see your reserve offensive linemen. They were awful last week. You want to see how those guys play. Want to see guys step up, right? That's how it works, bro. Guys that step up make the roster. Guys who don't step up get cut.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You want to see backups, like bubble guys, step up.
Yeah, that's true. It was going to come down to this anyways. I think, you know, I don't think Goff was going to play all three preseason games anyway. You're going to eventually have to see what you have on your roster. So yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I kind of see both ways that you should definitely rest him. You don't want to get hurt. You already know he's your starter, but I think Jared Goff just needs more reps, man. I mean, it could just be my eye, because I think the coaching staff feel different about him. Like, for example, Mark Bunnell, the quarterback coach, he compared Jared Goff to Drew Brees, which is high praise. That's super high praise. That's super super high praise. Drew Brees is going to be in the Hall of Fame. And
yeah, I don't know about that.
That's the thing.
Maybe to like give him some confidence, you know, like they're trying to give him confidence. When you watch Wired stuff,
yeah,
just I don't know if you've seen them. They're just trying to give him some confidence, which is a good thing because he lost his confidence in LA. So they're trying to bring him back up here, and it looks like it's kind of working. We'll see how it translates in the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that could be it. But it's, I mean, just to compare him to a Hall of Fame quarterback is tough, man. I mean, but he's saying he sees some traits. He's seen the work ethic. He's seeing, you know, the leadership. He's seeing those qualities that's the same as Drew Brees. So, I mean, they look at highly of Jared Goff. So, if they do, I guess this is the reason why they are taking the back seat and letting Jared Goff sit this one out. Yeah, man. This is jump.
I want to bring up something though. I'm actually excited to see Levi Onwuzurike. He came back from injury and he actually dominated practice the other day. So he is expected to play. Just don't know how many snaps he'll play, but I'm excited to see that boy out there. He's athletic. Yeah. He's quick.
Let's actually bring up some guys who are to keep an eye on. Like some okay. of the players, some of the players to keep an eye on. Who are some guys you're looking at today?
Austin Bryant and Dulian Okwara and Charles Harris. I believe two out of those three spots are open. One of those guys will get cut, and it probably won't be Julian. So Charles Harris, Austin Bryant competition, something to keep an eye on. Another thing to keep an eye on is Kevin Strong and Bruce Hector. Those guys were like, no one really expected them to like ball out this year. And they've had good camps and been playing well in the preseason game as well last week. So those two guys. So like, do you cut Nick Williams and bring those guys on, or do you just cut a different position and bring those guys on? It'll be interesting to watch what they do with those. The kicker competition with Zane Gonzalez and Randy Bullock. I know last week Bullock kicked all of the kicks in the preseason game, but in practice, the past couple of days, Gonzalez has been better. So that's also something to keep an eye on. The running backs, the undrafted dudes, Dedrick Mills and Greg Reynolds, they played well last week. Let's see how they do this week. Another guy, Tom Kennedy, could he make the Lions keep him? He's just a slot receiver, but he's been playing so well. Whose spot will he take? I believe Quintus Cephas might be back this week. I'm not sure. I want to see how he looks. Sean Dion Hamilton IR, does Anthony Pittman step up? That would be huge. Anthony Pittman, he's had a good camp, but can he bring that to the field? I think I covered everyone. I'm not sure. Oh, another one is Mike Ford, right? So when who's that nickel dude? Shit. Oh, when Dunbar got released. Yeah, they put Dunbar on the outside, and he's also been playing nickel, and he struggled a little. Ford has struggled, but the Lions have given him a bigger task. He's the top backup, outside corner backup, and he's also the starting nickel. It'll be interesting to see if Roby Coleman is the starting nickel or Ford's the starting nickel and how that plays out. I don't know if those guys will play today, but that's just something to keep an eye on. Yeah. The young safeties. I want to see the young secondary again. I think they'll play. I think it's important for them to play Okuda, Amani, Tracy, Will Harris, even Dean Marlowe and CJ Moore. I want to see one of those guys make a play.
Nice. I actually have a few guys as well. You bring up the secondary, which is awesome. I was actually going to bring that up. I'm interested to see, you know, Jeff Okuda, Amani Awarier. I want to see how those guys perform. You know, our safety, Tracy Walker, Will Harris. I want to see those guys and see how they perform. Another guy is our first round pick, Penny Sewell. Yes. You look at last week, he had a very rough start. He had, you know, gave up that sack, but then after that, he looked awesome. So I want to see how much he built off of that and if he still looks like, you know, if he's still building off that. So that's a guy who I'm looking at. You know, you brought up the rookies. I'm going to bring up another guy, Jamar Jefferson. He's a guy who last week I know he was kind of banged up, so he decided to play anyways, but he didn't have the best game, you know, compared to the undrafted guys. But he's a guy in camp who's been balling out, so I want to see how he comes out this week. Another guy, and the wide receiver, Rashard Perriman, I want to know if he's going to play because Khalif Raymond been pushing him for his job. So yeah. I think Rashard Perriman is probably going to want to play to show, you know, put something on tape and to show people that, look, I could be the number two receiver in Detroit. So that's a guy I'm looking at. Derek Barnes. I mean, that guy came out last week looking fast as ever. I mean, he looked like our best linebacker, to be completely honest, man. I think this guy, he may be pushing people for their job. So Derek Barnes, huge for the Detroit right now. And I'm going to bring up some guys who didn't have the best game. Well, a guy, Jelani Tavai. Okay, I'm not picking on him. I'm not going to pick on him. But Jelani Tavai got to show something. He got to show something this week and next week. He got to show something where he may not be on this team. So this is a guy who I want to see perform or do something. I don't care if he make a tackle, like a good tackle, like a couple tackle. He got to do something. Like, I'm tired of seeing him late in plays. So Jelani Tavai, please do something this week. And a guy who actually came up really big is Kevin Strong. I want to see if he gets able to build up on that from his performance from last week. Last week, he did look like our best defensive lineman, to be completely honest with you. He was damn near dominant. So I want to see if he's able to build off of last week. And those are the guys who I'm looking at against the Steelers.
And another thing I want to see is, like, so the Steelers, I'm sure Najee Harris will play because he's a rookie. I want to see how Julian Okwara improves on setting the edge. Obviously, that's going to take some time, but I want to see if he improved a little over the week.
Yeah, and this is going to be interesting because last week we didn't see a starting quarterback. I'm hearing from all reports that Ben Roethlisberger wants to play. He said, damn this, I want to play.
Wants to play, but will he play?
Will he play? I mean, that's the question. I honestly think he might get some snaps. So this is going to be a good test for our defense to see what they can do. So just want to put that out there. And I think that's about it, man. Do you want to bring some people up and ask some questions? Unless you have anything else.
It looks like per Coach Toflin, quarterback rotation tonight, Ben Roethlisberger, Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, and Dash Ops. Yes, Roethlisberger is playing tonight per Mike Tomlin.
That's what I was reading too. So we're going to see Big Ben. So that's going to be a test, man. That's going to be pretty good. A pretty good test for that defense to see. I mean, they're playing against a starter. Last week we didn't play a starting quarterback. So we'll see how that unfolds.
And also, like, the Steelers O-line is not really that strong. They've lost a lot of pieces, and they've kind of they've kind of retooled their O-line, but it's not as good as it was last year. So I want to see if the Lions can take advantage of it. I know some starters won't be playing, but I want to see if, like, some reserves or some young guys could take advantage of, like, Aleem McNeil, Levi Onwuzurike, Julian Okwara, Kevin Strong, Bruce Hector. Maybe even Austin Bryant or Charles Harris. One of those guys kind of step up. It'll be nice.
And another thing I just want to bring up really quickly, because last week we saw everything really vanilla. Do you think this week are they going to open up the playbook more? Or do you think it's going to be more of what we saw last week with, you know, just very vanilla, very basic stuff? And the thing is weird. Don't we play Steelers later on in the year?
They do play the Steelers this year, but I do believe, like, preseason in general is mostly vanilla. I think this week you'll see a little more game planning.
You'll see more game planning? Okay.
Like, but it's still very vanilla. Yeah, because there is some tape, right? Teams have tape because each team played a game. So.
I was just afraid that, you know, I hope they don't show too much because they play them later. They play them later off in the year. So that probably wouldn't be the best move to unleash some of your cards.
I'll say one thing. And you play against that team. The matchups to keep an eye on are the Steelers wide receivers versus the Lions young corners. The Steelers have, like, a really – they're deep at wide receiver. And one guy to keep an eye on that might be, like, on the out is James Washington, and the Lions need a receiver. So I'm just saying keep an eye on that.
Keep an eye on him. He has been asking out, so that's interesting. I want to see how we perform. I want to see the first unit, how they perform against a run game. Because last week, that defense was so vanilla that – the damn near the Bills are just running all over them. The draw plays were just automatic. I want to see if they're able to just contain that. Just to show, like, all right, we were vanilla last week. We're going to contain this week. That's going to be interesting as hell. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm just expecting, like I said, I'm not really expecting any crazy plays or something that we haven't seen. I think it's mostly both, mainly like basic plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So, Pierre, do we have any listeners that have any questions to come up?
Wait. Let's do one more last segment. Let's do our bold predictions.
Oh, yeah, we have bold predictions. That is right. My bad, man. My bad. Bold prediction. I didn't even think about this. Do you have one? Because I might have to ponder about this for a bit.
Yeah, I do. I just actually just came to my mind. This is bold. Levi Onwuzurike gets 2 sacks tonight.
Oh, 2? Welcome. That's a yeah. Welcome back to the. That's a welcome to the NFL for him. That's a good. Okay. 2 sacks.
I mean,
for
it's pretty
Levi.
It's bold. So.
No, I mean that it's possible. It's possible too, man. That's. I mean, I wouldn't be too shocked. Let me see. Bold prediction. All right. Shit. Damn. Bold prediction. All right. I think I have one. All right. My bold prediction is, this is a guy who was actually targeted many times in the end zone, but came out with 0. Sage Rock. I think Sage Rock's gonna actually have 2 touchdowns this game.
I like that. Okay.
2 touchdowns this game. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. We have some time if like anyone wants to come up. Nathan, all Steven, right. Anonymous, Mathis, Joey.
Any questions you have regarding this game? Want to bring up anything?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but
hear
I don't really see you on stage. Go ahead.
I don't see you
talk,
either.
Though.
Yeah, it's weird. I sent like an invitation, then it said it failed, so I don't know, man. It's the app. Anyways. Nathan.
Hey. I mean I just hear your voice. I mean I know your voice now. That's good stuff.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you my bold prediction and then I wanna make a statement.
Okay.
Or ask y'all's opinion on something. Okay.
Right,
my bold prediction tonight is Jeff Okudah is gonna have a pick on Ben Roethlisberger. If he plays,
that is very bold, and
I like that.
I like your bold prediction.
Yeah, it's about time for Jeff to get some hands on some balls.
Yeah.
All right,
Malcolm, chill.
Oh man, no pun intended.
I need
no
to grow up.
Intended.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Grow up. Anyway, okay. So this whole Jared Goff situation's got me thinking that I truly believe that. This front office, this coaching staff does not see Jared Goff in the future. And I feel that what they're trying to do is they're trying to play this perspective that, oh yeah, we like him, we traded for him, all this yada yada stuff. I'm not buying it. What I'm believing is that because this is a new regime, a lot of times you don't bring players over from old regimes. Or I'm sorry, scratch that. It's a new regime. They usually like to go get their own guy. And in this time, right. In this situation, Stafford had to push his way out. He targeted the Rams, and they had no choice but to take Jared Goff because Jared Goff's not going to sit behind Matthew Stafford. So, you know, it just makes no sense. So this is what I'm thinking they're going to do. They're going to do this 2 years with Jared Goff, and if we're hot garbage both years – I think after his contract's up, I think the Lions will invest draft capital in a quarterback because they understand that this team has a lot of holes. And if they draft high, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't like any of the quarterbacks coming out next year. I don't like Howell very much. I'm not a big fan of Rattler. I'm not a fan of these quarterbacks. I think that the year after that could be better because some of these freshmen that are coming – that are going to play this year or next year. So I think the Lions are just going to roll the dice and just try to get as much talent and skill on this team and just ride the Jared Goff wave until the contract ends. And then when the contract ends, that's when they're going to start looking for their quarterback of the future. So what do y'all think on that?
I mean, that's pretty obvious. I mean, like if he doesn't perform, they're going to move on from him. But me personally, just seeing the staff, I haven't seen them throw any red flags like, all right, we don't believe in this guy. Like, I haven't seen it. Like, I really feel like they believe in him until he proves otherwise.
Yeah, but they're not going to come out and say it verbally or they're not going to say anything negative towards him.
I think what they're doing right now is they're trying to boost up his confidence and they're giving him a chance. If he's really bad this year, like, I'm not going to judge the QBs off this year's film. Obviously, quarterbacks improve as time goes on.
Right.
Just look at Joe Burrow, look at Zach Wilson. Like, those guys came out of nowhere. No one really expected them to play as well as they did. So a quarterback could come out next year, whether it's Malik Wills, Spencer Rattler, Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder, if one of those guys, or maybe someone else that we've never really heard of.
Mm-hmm. I like Ridder.
One of, like, you never know. We went off topic a little, but it's okay. I'm going to end this.
We are
Is that good, Malcolm?
We're good? We are out.
Take care, guys.
We are out. Hey, Nathan, thanks a lot, man. Hey, guys.
Nathan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, guys, I want to let everybody know, we will be back immediately after the game. Yes, we'll be right back here after the game. Give us like maybe 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes, and we will be back. So if you're here right now, make sure after the game, come back. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to kind of dissect it, see what happened, see what we liked, see what we didn't like, see what the hell Jelani Tavai did, and we're going to talk about it.
Oh, God.
We're going to talk about it. So, guys, make sure you're here after the game. And with that being said, I am out. Peace.
Go Lions.
All right, guys, I'm out. Peace.